Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County 4-H'er Emma Stout.
Well, the Washington County Fair is in full swing now. Can you first start us off with what 4-H club you're in and what you're showing this year?
I'm in the Jackson Jets 4-H club, and this year at the fair, I have a quilting project and a beef in the beef barn.
And you kicked off Sunday helping out with the Washington County Fair Queen Contest, helping to crown and deliver bouquets to the winners. What was that like?
That was very exciting. I liked being able to see the girls in the same position that I was in last year. I liked being able to come back and tell them that, you know, it's not the end of the world. Stress is just, you know, there for a little while, but, you know, it gets better. And the girls were very anxious and nervous, but they all did very well, and I loved being able to see them shine.
And one thing we have coming up this week yet is the cattle show. Can you walk us through what happens to get a cow ready?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So to get a calf ready, you know, most people usually get here pretty early and start washing and then groom a little bit before their show. And there's a lot of different shows. There's, like, different breeds and stuff like that. It takes a long time. Starts about 8, usually ends about noon, 1. So it's a long day, but well worth it. Everyone gets in and out of the ring and hopefully comes out with what they're looking for.
And with the cattle show, even before you get here to the fair, you work with your cows for a long time before. What kind of things do you have to do for your cow to behave well in the ring?
To get your calf to behave well in the ring, it's probably a good idea to make it out to the barn. Yeah, I work out in the barn with my calf pretty much every day. Feed it, you know, wash it, brush it, you know, spend some time with it. I usually don't pull my calf out until nighttime. Don't pull him out of the barn. Usually wait till it's a little bit cooler. That way I can walk him and he's less anxious.
And another thing we have coming up is the mud volleyball. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Mud volleyball was something new that the county council started either last year or the year before. It's just this big mud pit, and different teams can sign up, and it's a lot of fun. It's literally just playing volleyball in the mud. Everyone has a good time at it.
And do you usually see the 4-H groups stick together, or is it a variety?
It's usually a variety. Last year I played on a team with kids from about 4 different 4-H clubs. You know, everyone gets to know each other at the fair and has fun together.
And at the end of the fair, we'll see some things go on to state. Do people present their projects at state then?
Yes, a lot of projects do go to state. There's state fair presentations. Presentation night was Wednesday night, and those projects have been chosen. There's also photography and projects in the basement that go to state that are chosen by the judges. And then some people will take their cattle or their pigs and stuff like that to the state fair, too, to show as well.
And you recently graduated from Washington High School. This is your last fair as a 4-H'er. What is your favorite part? If you were talking to somebody who'd never been here before, what would you tell them to make sure they get to go see?
Something that I would tell people to make sure that they get to go see is the events in the grandstand. The fair board puts a lot of work into making this fair very successful. It's always fun. There's always a lot of people, and, you know, it's never the same thing. It's always something new.
And what are you going to be doing in the fall?
In the fall, I will be attending Mount Mercy University to study nursing and dance on the Mount Mercy dance team.
And do you feel 4-H has helped prepare you for college?
Yes, I feel 4-H has very well helped me prepare for college. I've been a 4-H member for 9 years, and it's just something I've grown to learn and love, and I'm truly going to miss this program.
That's been today's Washington Page with Emma Stout, a Washington County 4-H member. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.